again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 31st of July, 2007. It's the birthday of J.K. Rowling. J.K. Joanne Kathleen Rowling, born on the outskirts of Bristol, England, 1966, the creator of Harry Potter, and just 10 days ago, the last of the 7 Harry Potter books came out, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. The previous 6 in the series have sold an estimated 325 million copies. Her last few books have been some of the fastest-selling novels of all time. And at the end of last month, even before it had been published, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows had already sold more than 1 million copies in pre-orders alone. There have been 5 movies made so far. There are plans to build a Harry Potter theme park. J.K. Rowling, believed to be the first novelist ever to become a billionaire as a result of her own writing entirely. She got the idea, she said, for the Harry Potter books on a 4-hour journey by train across England when the train stopped between Manchester and London, and she looked out at a field of cows and suddenly got the idea for a story about a boy who goes to a school for wizardry. By the time the train ride was finished, she had already invented most of the major characters and mapped out many of the main plot points. In her first book about him, Harry Potter is an orphan. He lives with his aunt and uncle, Petunia and Vernon Dursley. The book begins, "Mr. and Mrs. Dursley of No. 4 Privet Drive were proud to say that they were perfectly normal, thank you very much. They were the last people you'd expect to be involved in anything strange or mysterious. They treat Harry poorly, force him to sleep in a cupboard under the stairs, and he's believed for the first 10 years of his life that his parents were killed in a car crash. But on his 11th birthday, he learns that they were actually wizards, and they were murdered by a man named Lord Voldemort, who's trying to take over the world. He attends Hogwarts School of Witchcraft with his new best friends Ron Weasley and Hermione Granger, his teachers Albus Dumbledore and Severus Snape, and his arch-rival classmate Draco Malfoy, hoping someday to avenge the death of his parents." Rowling said that she chose to make Harry an orphan because she began writing the books while her own mother was dying of multiple sclerosis. "The books have grown darker and darker. Several major characters have been killed over the course of them. Some critics have said the books are not appropriate for children, but the books have inspired a whole new generation of children to be readers, and parents have sometimes been amazed by the speed at which children read the Harry Potter books, even though they are, by the standards of children's literature, rather long." Here's a poem for today by Charles Goodrich, entitled "Vacuuming Spiders." "I admire their geometrical patience, the tidy way they wrap up leftovers, their willingness to be the earth's most diligent consumers of small bitternesses. Sometimes at night I hear them casting silk threads, clicking their spinnerets, plucking their webs like blind Irish harpists. I can almost taste the fruit of the fly, like sucking the pulp from a grape. But when their webs on the ceiling begin to converge, and the floor glitters with shards of insect wings, I drag out the vacuum and poke its terrible snout under the sofa, behind the radio, everywhere. For this is the home of a human being, and I must act like one, or else the whole picture goes haywire." Charles Goodrich's poem, "Vacuuming Spiders," from his collection Insects of South Corvallis, published by Cloudbank Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Our technical director is Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.